Do weekend warriors get the same health benefits as people who regularly work out? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Hannah Arum, assistant professor of epidemiology and biostatistics at Milken Institute School of Public Health at the George Washington University, discusses this question.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recommends that adults get at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise each week. But for some people, a daily 30-minute walk or a few trips to the gym are hard to fit into a busy work week. Instead, they are relatively inactive on weekdays and then embark on a fitness frenzy on the weekend. A recent study using data from the United Kingdom shows that these so-called weekend warriors get nearly the same mortality benefit as people who work out more frequently. The UK study showed that both people who exercised less than 150 minutes per week and the weekend warriors had a 30% lower risk of dying compared to people who did not exercise. This means that weekend warriors are getting a significant health benefit even when compressing their activity into a single day or two. The additional benefit for people who worked out regularly was relatively small, with a 35% lower risk of death compared to the inactive group. However, this new study doesn't spell out the optimal dose of physical activity in terms of total time, frequency, or intensity. It's important to note that these weekend warriors average double the recommended activity minimum. Other research suggests that people who walk, jog, or otherwise work out more frequently may be getting additional health benefits, such as a lower risk of depression, type 2 diabetes, or injury. Also, even if people meet the recommended physical activity minimum, sitting all day may be harmful to one's health. We need more research to further refine the physical activity guidelines. But for now, the best advice may be to get out and move, do it as much as you can on most days of the week.
That was Hannah Arum of George Washington University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good. We get warriors.